on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
The hard part with this question is you only get one answer, okay? But if you could think back to your graduating self from high school, okay, what one piece of advice would you give yourself? Only one, all right? We're just talking, you know, it's the end of the school year for a lot of kids here. And there's a lot, we've all been through a lot of life. Me a little bit more than you guys, a few more years than you guys, I know. But like, if you could only think back of everything you've been through since your high school graduation, and like through like the trials and tribulations, if it's work, if it's love, if it's kids, if it's whatever, if you could go back to like your graduating self, like the second you walked across that stage, what's the one piece of advice that you would give yourself on graduation day? You can text us yours too, because I'm kind of curious where most people would go with that question. 410-583-1065. Text us on that. Jess, you.
I would say believe people for who they're showing you they are, not who you hope that they will be.
Okay. And all right.
That the people that are meant to be in your life will not make you shrink to make themselves more comfortable.
Why you say that one?
I think a lot of the times when I graduated high school, it was the first time I left Stockton. It was the first time I left my family and went to San Diego. And I think a lot of people that I came in contact with, and even if it's not just like personal, just even like professional settings, I think sometimes at that age, if someone treats you a certain way, you kind of like make excuses so you don't have to be in an uncomfortable position and realize that maybe they mean it when they're not being nice to you.
Dang.
Or like they like listen to that feeling that you have inside.
Sure.
You know, and you don't want to believe that, you know?
Yeah. Feels so, a lot better to go the opposite way. That's good. And by the way, like if you are graduating, maybe listen to these old people on the radio right now, because some of this stuff may be kind of good. Charlotte, you're thinking about like Charlotte Smith graduating Howard County High. Howard High.
Not Howard County High.
Whatever it was. You're walking across the stage. If you could go back now and give that girl one piece of advice for the life you've lived so far, what's the piece of advice?
This was hard. I was thinking about it and like there's so much I went through in college and stuff that I would love to spare myself of, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to lose any of those lessons and things that I learned.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would tell myself not to do things, but I do think I would say, find a really good therapist now. Start learning some tools early so you can be more equipped to handle the things you're going to go through.
That's actually really good advice.
Yeah, to start that sooner in life.
Like, don't wait till you're in the crisis.
I think a lot of kids are getting better about therapy because like, therapy was not talked about at all when we were, at least when I was a kid. Like, therapy was like where weird people went. Like, that was like, you had to be in the loony bin to go to therapy back in the day. So, great. Actually, that's really good advice. I mean, I had to think about this, man, because I was like, oh, I don't know. There's been so many weird trials and tribulations in life.
Yeah.
But when I think about, like, what have I been in therapy for the most since I left high school.
Common theme here.
It all goes down to some type of usually romantic situation, right? There's been so much romantic turmoil in my life that I've dealt with, which maybe has an issue to do with childhood or that, but I usually find myself in some type of romantic issue at some point in my life. So here's what I'm going to say with this. If I could go back and give myself some advice, like graduating high school, it'd probably be this, which is generically, just be careful with love. Just be careful with love all the way around. It doesn't mean don't be in love. You should absolutely be in love. It's just be careful with love. Be careful who you fall in love with and be careful like who like you mess with when it comes to like their love as well, because I've been on both sides of it. You know what I mean? I've definitely fallen in love with the wrong people, and I've definitely messed with people that I look back on now and been like, man, I shouldn't have messed with that people, like that person romantically in that kind of way. So I think when I think back on everything I could give myself advice for, just be careful with love. It can be a dangerous place sometimes, and that's where I'd leave it with. I'm just kind of curious where most people would go with that. If you could give yourself some advice graduating high school today, what would you say?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.